Hello and welcome to the Peachy Books podcast. I'm Roy Peachy, bringing you book reviews and more at peachybooks.co.uk. Today I'm going to read another chapter from 50 Books for Life, a concise guide to Catholic literature, which was published in 2019 by Angelico Press. The chapter on St. Robert Southwell. On February 21st, 1595, a young missionary priest was hanged at Tyburn in London. His crime was no other but to labour for the salvation of souls and in peaceable and quiet sorts to confirm them in the ancient Catholic faith, as he wrote in one of his last letters. At the age of 34, Robert Southwell made the ultimate sacrifice. Southwell was not alone in being martyred for the faith in Elizabethan England, but he was unique in the manner in which he carried out his mission. During his 6 years as a fugitive priest in his homeland, he not only said Mass, heard confessions, and brought comfort to his co-religionists, he also wrote for them. His writings circulated in manuscript form during his lifetime, but remarkably, they were also printed by both Catholic and Protestant presses immediately after his death, though the Protestants tended to drop the more obviously Marian aspects of his work. Southwell wrote some powerful prose, but he is chiefly remembered for his wonderful poetry. His most well-known poem is The Burning Babe, an audacious Christmas poem that is unlikely to feature in any greeting card. While the poet is shivering in the snow, he feels a sudden heat and, looking up, sees a pretty babe all burning bright. The child is in tears, not because of the flames, but because while newly born in fiery heats I fry, yet none approach to warm their hearts or feel my fire but I. Babe seems to be suffering in vain, and so he tells the poet in a remarkable development of the image, that as now on fire I am to work them to my good, so will I melt into a bath to wash them in my blood. What begins as a comforting Christmas scene ends with a shocking picture that calls to mind the full force of the redemption story. Southwell was a master of striking imagery. In another poem on the Nativity of Christ, for example, he imagines the Christ child in the manger and, reminding his readers of the manger's original purpose, finished his meditation in this way. Man altered was by sin from man to beast. Beast's food is hay. Hay is all mortal flesh. Now God is flesh and lies in manger pressed as hay the brutish sinner to refresh. O happy field wherein this fodder grew, whose taste doth us from beast to men renew. Again, the imagery jolts us out of complacency into a renewed appreciation of the Eucharist. Southwell is perhaps best known for his imaginative recreations of biblical scenes, drawing on his training as a Jesuit, but he also responded to current affairs, nowhere more powerfully than in a poem called Decease Release on the execution of Mary Queen of Scots. The poem begins with a powerful description of the natural world. The pounded spice both taste and scent doth please. In fading smoke the force doth increase show. The perished kernel springeth with increase. The lopped tree doth best and soonest grow. As we move into the second stanza, these images are then applied to Mary Queen of Scots herself. God's spice I was, and pounding was my due. In fading breath my incense savoured best. Death was the mean my kernel to renew. By lopping shot I up to heavenly rest. It is worth remembering that Southwell was not simply exercising his wit or poetic skill in these verses. He knew full well that Mary's fate was likely to be his too. In a prayer he wrote while still a student in Rome, he asked God for a martyr's end. For thy sake, allow me to be tortured, mutilated, scourged, slain and butchered. I refuse nothing. I will embrace all. I will endure all. Not indeed I, dust and ashes as I am, but thou, my Lord, in me. Just a few years after Mary's death, he got his wish. Southwell's life may have been cut short, but then as now, the blood of the martyrs was the seed of the church. His life, death and poetry continue to inspire us today. That was the Peachy Books podcast on Robert Southwell. Thank you for listening.